Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Elon Musk didn't start Tesla. None of that shit. They're just put there. They're just put there by their dads. Bill Gates, I don't know. He's just an evil human. He's not real by any means. He's just a really bad actor is all he really is at the end of the day. And it's just ridiculous to see how much, especially if you think back growing up, how much we were supposed to praise Bill Gates and how, you know, be nice to nerds because they're going to be your boss one day. That was drummed into our heads from elementary school. When, what did Bill Gates do? Nothing. He didn't do anything. He went to college and dropped out. Hey, I did that. Does that make me just as good as Bill Gates? It puts me on the same level as him, regardless of what he thinks or says publicly, that and the way he acts, he's better than all of us. I did the same. I accomplished the same things as he has. You don't see me going on TV and showing off my collection of books that are must-reads, according to his words, and one of them is Lying with Statistics. I don't know if you remember that or if you, that actually happened. That was one on his must-read list, Lying with Statistics. So it's just a game, and he's a figurehead, and he's playing a role that... and then he had to go on that big campaign surge of changing his whole public image after that person from PETA pied him in the face, which is probably the best thing PETA's ever done. Finally, they go in, and then he probably bought PETA out after that, and that's why they only make ridiculous arguments, you know, and make... They fight the dumbest claims to fight against because what are they fighting for? Like right down the road that happened from us. Oh,
the
so
it, mink.
They got like released all these mink, hundreds or tens of thousands of them, and they all got killed on the highway and got run over by vehicles because it's on the edge of a highway, and then all the wildlife around that probably got decimated by the minks that did survive. But good job, PETA. You know you're saving an animal. I don't know. Welcome back to the Shack.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. You know what? And the world's changing every single day, and political strife is getting injected into our lives.
So before we continue on today's topics, I found out something very recently.
Uh-oh.
Because we're looking at doing something with compound, like actually moving out to a compound and... building a homestead and all that.
Right. Relocating the shack.
So our financial advisor was going through some stuff with me and taught me about like our debts, what's good debt, what's bad debt, and all that stuff.
Okay.
And I never knew like how to, I knew there was good debt, bad debt, whatever.
But I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah. Because she allowed us to peek behind the curtain on stuff that as a borrower, you're not generally allowed to see.
Ooh.
And so like student loans. Right, why they're the, she said herself, they're the devil.
Yes.
She's like, I am not opposed to any debt. You know, to get anywhere, to get what you want, to get what you need.
Yes.
In this world, you need debt. And there's responsible debt, and there's irresponsible debt, and, you know, all that. So there's two numbers associated with a loan. So, like, deferment on student loans. So if, let's say you borrowed $50,000. So the one number is always $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's, let's say that's the right number, that like the right-hand number.
Mm-hmm.
The left-hand number is what you owe. So if you pay $200 a month, that goes down $200 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bigger the gap between those two numbers for the negative of the left-hand or the right-hand, the better. So long as the left-hand's going down and the right-hand's has to stay the same,
right?
Unless you get a loan readjustment or anything like that.
Yes,
it's good. If they're just staying the same, like if it's, you still owe $50,000, you borrowed $50,000, that's fine too. It's not the best, but it's not bad. Does that make sense so far?
Yep.
The problem with student loans is even if they're in deferment or accruement, they still accrue interest.
So that 50,000 number goes up.
Up.
Okay.
So it's going over the 50,000 on the right hand. So then it's 51,000, then it's 52,000.
On the left hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as that number gets bigger, that's bad. That's negative debt.
Okay. That's not good.
That tanks your credit score. Or doesn't tank your credit score, but it starts having negative effects on credit.
Which credit score is just a ridiculous, arbitrary thing anyways.
I get it. I see both sides of it. I think that the what goes into it is ridiculous.
Mm.
I think you do need some, as far as a bank, right? And I don't like major banks or anything like that.
Yeah,
but we
yeah.
have what's known as credit unions around here, which are normally like, so the Farmer Ag Credit Union is owned by farmers.
Right.
So farmers put in X amount of dollars and then they lend and then, you know, they make their interest and stuff like that. And you need that in the system that we live in now. You need to borrow some kind of money depending on what you want to do. If you're fine living in an apartment forever, more power to you.
Yeah.
I'd go insane. But it doesn't mean that's not for everybody. You know,
right.
If you like a tiny apartment, or not a tiny part, but you like apartment, that's your lifestyle. You like being near downtown.
Right, right.
If that's your life, you know, if you enjoy that, that brings you fulfillment, more power to you. Just not for me.
Different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm. So like credit card debt, she kind of walked us through like how to manage it and stuff like that. Cause mm-hmm. you can have a, like, let's say you have a credit card with a limit of $1,000. You don't want to ever let that get close to the $1,000.
Okay.
But let's say if you want to help build your credit, you put $500 on it, like a half, mm-hmm. whatever the max is, and you just let that float there.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep paying it down to around the $500 mark. You don't ever let it really go over the $500 mark, especially at the end of the month when the credit statement goes in.
Gotcha.
And that'll help build credit that way.
Okay.
Because it shows that you're managing your money. It shows that they are making money because there's stuff in there that they are making interest off of, but you're not being killed by the interest.
Gotcha.
So there's she was just walking us through a bunch of ways like that. I really enjoy her. As far as a bank person or a financial person goes, I enjoy the few people that I work with those things.
Yeah,
because they'll walk you through and like, this is what's good, this is what's bad, let's work on this, you know.
Right.
But yeah, so.
How to navigate the system.
Well, that, and yeah, because they don't teach you any of that.
No.
I never knew how credit score works.
No, they never teach you that.
I have a really good one, and I think my only reason I do, I don't know if I've ever shared this story.
Okay.
The only reason I have an amazing credit score, and actually it's at, you know, the top end, is because of my pastor's wife. She is, they've never made a lot of money. They've always had space, a nice house, and because they're really good at budgeting. They're really good at building credit. They're really good at managing the money, the resources they have.
Okay.
She's probably, her personally, is probably the best person I know that does that.
Okay.
Because they go to Florida. They have vacations. They do stuff. And, you know, but they, you know, they don't make a lot of money. But they decide what they want and what they need. And they budget for that. Anyways, so she helped me get a car loan when I was 15.
Okay.
And she took a big risk because she co-signed it.
Oh, gotcha.
Because it was on her, essentially on her credit.
Yeah.
And that helped me. So I've always had, since I was 15, I've always had a car loan.
Mm.
Never for a lot of money. You know, it's the most expensive one was $8,000.
Right.
Most time it's between $2,000 and $4,000. And you never pay it off early. You try not very early because they want you, right, for your credit score and stuff like that. They want you to be on time every time, but they don't want it to end too early because then they make less money.
Okay.
So when they loan out money, right, let's say I'm the bank and I'm going to loan you. So hopefully people are finding this interesting.
It's informative.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's because I didn't know this. This is stuff I've learned and right. I've been very blessed that people have
shared it with you.
Yeah. Let's say I'm the bank and I'm going to loan you $4,000. At this interest rate over 3 years, I know I'm going to make $2,000 off of you.
Gotcha.
Or $1,000.
Right, right, right.
So your whole loan over 3 years is $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bank's getting their $1,000. You're getting the $4,000 to buy a car or whatever.
Right.
Now, if you pay that off a year early.
So they don't get there.
I took a huge hit off of my projected earnings as the bank.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Okay.
We had an agreement. Even though you can turn right around and pay it off. If you don't ever get a loan from that bank again, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pay it. You can pay it off. Like I was told never like more than 6 months early.
Okay.
Like, but that was just an arbitrary number that person had given me.
Right.
Because the bank's going to take a hit off their projected earnings.
Right.
And they don't want to do that. So, yeah. So that's, I don't know, some of my life lessons I've been through recently and through long-term.
Yeah. I mean, it's all relative information. And if you're not ever taught it, you're never going to learn it. And the only way you might learn it is like the hard way.
And
which is, it just drives me nuts knowing that's a fact that we're not taught this stuff. And yet we have to navigate through it in order to survive in this country.
Yeah. And I mean, we had teachers that went out of their way to show us stuff like the stock market. I won't name him here, but
we didn't have a teacher teach us that.
Oh, well, a teacher that I'm very close with as an adult.
Yeah.
Now, he went out of his way to teach us some of that stuff.
While you were in school?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We didn't have that pleasure.
There's literally a thing called the stock market game.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think my friend used to play that.
And it's live stocks, and you can set the rules or anything like that. Like, where, I mean, you can make it realistic. You can make it funny. You can do whatever. Like, you could give yourself $1 million.
Right, yeah.
And really play around. Or just a game. Yeah, you could be like $1,000.
Yeah.
So you can practice and see real life data in the stock market and do that kind of stuff.
Mm. That'd be cool.
And he walked us through it and he told us some of his stories because he's made quite a bit of money through the stock market. He's lost quite a bit of money through the stock market. His big one was Progressive. Yeah, Priceline. When it first came out,
mm-hmm.
he had bought it at like $1 a share.
Yeah.
He had bought, let's say, $10,000 worth. He bought a lot of shares.
Right.
He sold it when it hit $35 a share.
Oh, my goodness.
So he made
a lot of money. Yeah.
2 months later, it was $1,600 a share.
Oh, gosh. He could have made a whole lot of money.
He made tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
He could have made tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, do I get upset about that? I mean, he's like a little, but no, you shouldn't. Because I made what I was comfortable making.
Right.
And it could just as easily had fallen flat on its face.
You went the other way.
Yeah.
You could have owed a lot of money.
Yeah, you just like you have to set a number. And when it hits that number,
mm-hmm.
it's go time.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if you don't want to get your feelings hurt, never look at that stock again.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Basically.
Because it's always makes you smile when it flatlines. But then when it's like that,
hockey sticking up, yeah.
You're like,
mm-hmm. Well, crud.
Yeah. So, what do you want to talk about now?
That's
not legal advice, by the way. Those are lessons I've learned.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the Shack's all about, exploring life and learning about it and navigating through it and defeating those trying to stop you from doing it however you see fit. I guess I learned a little life lesson this past weekend too. I traveled. I flew for the first time in I guess a year maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, I forgot I really did forget too until I was going through security at the airport. And first of all, I chose my flights very carefully. I searched through all my options, whatever, and I found one that fit my time frame and that wasn't a Boeing. So I made sure I didn't fly on a Boeing airplane. And I'm still here talking, so I guess it worked. It didn't explode. And there was no duct tape holding it together from what I saw.
Did you see that pilot?
The engineer. Taping the window shut or closed?
No, but the tape on a wing.
Oh, yeah.
It was flapping.
Yeah, he talked about it.
You ever see the aircraft engineer explain that?
Yes.
Okay.
And so it's a very normal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, in that case, yeah. But, so I flew, and that's when they're like, do you have a passport? And I was like, huh? No. Like,
Louisiana's in the U.S., yeah, dingus.
I'm flying to Louisiana. Like, I'm not flying to Mexico. I'm not flying to Canada. I'm like, no. Like, you need a passport. I said, why? And like, you don't have a real ID. I said, okay. So what's that mean? I can't fly? So I was like, that's when I remembered. Oh, so I was trying to play dumb. Like, well, when did that happen? And they're like, May the 7th. And this is the end of May or beginning of June.
Yeah, it was beginning.
Yeah,
of June.
Beginning of June, June 3rd, June 3rd, when I flew, and the lady's just like, "You need a real ID." But she gave me this piece of paper. That's all it was a piece of paper, big red piece of paper. It just says you need like real ID required or whatever. Additional checks. She's like, so I had to go through additional screening. Okay. Well, that makes no sense. So they sent me through additional screening, but I got to fly. I got to go through. So that law, they said it's a law now, whatever. They're still like, they can't enforce it yet. Cause basically if they were going to tell me I couldn't travel, I've never like sued anything ever before.
That'd be a time.
But that would be my first time. Like, there was no indication when I was buying my airline tickets that, this was required for me to purchase it. You know what I mean? So they would have sold me, you know, tickets that I couldn't use while I'm there to use them restricting me only for the simple fact I didn't sign up for this program that I don't agree to. So, and restricting my travel within my own country is like, it's weird. It's weird. And like, the more I think about it, the more weird it is. We're restricting travel based on the fact that you didn't sign up for a program that the government's forcing you. I think that's what I think they're trying to force you to sign up for it, but I don't think it's constitutional. And I think that's why it's right now, it's just voluntary. I think they're just trying to scare me
into
signing up for it.
I haven't done it.
Well, yeah, but you also haven't tried to fly yet either.
Oh, I meant, yeah, when I got my license and everything like that.
Yeah. And I thought when I signed up, because I did, I got my license renewed last year. And I thought when I was signing up for it, I did get the real ID thing because it was fairly new and I didn't know what it was about. I just knew like, oh, it's like a passport. So that's what, in my head, that's what it was. So I thought I did sign up for it, but I didn't. I just got the 8-year license rather than the 4. And I didn't know that was an option. I thought signing up for the 8-year was the real ID thing. So somehow I got out of it without even realizing it. So I got this license for 8 years now, so I'm going to hang on to it. So, and if they try to force me to, I'm not getting a new license. This one's good. It says it right there. It's good until 2030, whatever. So you know what I mean? It should be it's a good, valid license. So they can't take away or say my license isn't valid because it's not a real ID. So at least for the next, until 2030, I forget, I have to check again. I'm going to have this license with no star on it. And isn't it also odd that like, they make you put a star on your license? Didn't a certain group, a country do that to a certain group of people before? Like you have to wear this star in order to move or travel or to do anything in this country. Cause that's what it's coming down to.
I think that did happen.
Oh yeah. It happened with Nazi Germany and the Jewish people because they forced them to wear stars to indicate that they were Jewish. And then they forced them into camps. Huh? Is it history repeating itself? Perhaps. But what you can't even talk about anything Jewish now, unless it is like the Holocaust, or they'll turn around and say you are just recreating the Holocaust or something. I don't know, with whatever argument. It's just getting, everything is just at a 10 now. Everything is like, you can't talk about nothing or say anything or raise questions because you get pushed back into a box that you're supposed to be in, that the government wants you to be in, or the people running the government that wants you to be in. So yeah, my traveling. So they said I was going to have to go through additional screening because I didn't have my real ID. Well, when I traveled out of the Columbus airport, and when I went through that first initial screening, and the people running the airports, you know, I think they all are on power trips, all of them. You know what I mean? I think they see so many people every day and they have so much authority over them. They use it. And I think they love using it. They just love telling you what to do and where to stand and, you know, what you need to do. I don't know. It just seems like they get off on that. And so that happened. The lady was very adamant at how I'm going to have to go through additional screening and how much of a bad person I am. And I'm not going to be able to travel here soon. I need to get my real ID and I need to do this. So But I went through security. I didn't have to go through additional screening at all. But so on my return flight back, so then I went through, did my own thing. On my return flight back, here we go again. All right, here we go. Get in the airport. I went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I'm in the Baton Rouge airport. And the guy's there. I'm going through. And he's like, do you have your passport? I'm like, no. I'm like, yeah, I had to do this at the last airport coming in. He's like, well, you're going to have to go through additional screening. I'm like, okay. But this time they actually made me go through additional screening. And you know what they did? See how much this makes sense. This was their additional screening.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Nothing was different than the normal crap. They make you go through that machine and then they x-ray your whole body so they can look at your balls and whatnot. And because I don't know why that's necessary, but they need to. So they put me through that machine and then the guy pulled me to the side and he pulled out this strip of fabric that looked like a band, like, you know, like the backside of a Band-Aid. You know what I mean? It was like that fabric. And he had me hold my palms out. And he wiped my hands down with this fabric. It's not wet. It's not nothing. And then he put it into the machine. And the machine said, good. And he's like, all right, you're good to go. And that's it. So if memory serves me correctly, I believe they did this before. And when I asked about it before, what this is, what they're doing. When they wipe your hands, what it was explained to me before, they're searching for bomb-making material. And if any bomb-making material shows up on that strip, it flags them.
Yeah.
That's what they said before. And that was after the 9/11 stuff. Like, you know, how security, airport security, everything was ramped up to 10 because the Patriot Act, basically a way to, under the guise of our own protection, we're throwing away all of our rights and, you know, for privacy and all that, just so we're safe. So terrorists don't blow us up at the airport. That was their reasoning for that bill. But it just taken, and that was 2001. So we're, 24 years later now, we're still facing with those repercussions or all that scrutiny at the airport that we have to go through, which, yeah, I'm all for being safe, but what are we, how much are we willing to sacrifice for just safety? Like, what? How many rights are you willing to just throw away? Or, you know, basically, we're going to have to strip down naked and get a prostate exam in order to fly pretty much soon, as long as you have the proper ID, too. I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous just to travel. But bomb making material, that's what they used to say with these little strips. Somehow, if you got bomb juice on your hands, this thing will pick it up and sense it, and then you're screwed. You're going to get thrown out. That's the additional screening. How does that make sense? Why do I have to do that just because I don't have an ID? Can you, I mean, that I'm asking you. Do you have an answer for that?
No.
I mean, I think you're pretty smart. I want you to try to come up with a logical reason.
Oh, gosh.
How that makes sense. Why would they need to... Because I don't have an ID, I have to go through additional screening, and then the additional screening is you just wipe my hands down searching for bomb-making material.
So here's what doesn't make sense to me, right? So, for example... I don't even know. If the real ID thing, because it's just... No, it's not that much more, right? It's just when you go to get your license, they ask, "Oh, do you want a real ID? It's so you can fly on a plane."
Basically,
literally, that's what the lady told me when I got my license last, which was last year.
Yeah,
and I said no. You know,
it's interstate travel. That's all.
We live in this. We live in a country. I can do that.
Right. I can already do that.
Yeah. Like there was a lady that got in a fight because she was flying to Alaska. And they people were trying to make her get a passport. And she's like, Alaska's a part of the U.S., but you're flying over Canada. So?
Doesn't matter.
We're not landing in Canada.
Right.
Well, we didn't have a layover in Canada. I'm not getting out walking around Canada.
Yeah, I'm doing nothing with Canada.
So with the real ID thing, I guess, like, I don't know. I really can't think of a logical thing. besides if it was extra, like an extra step of security to get one, then it was just like, well, okay, we know that, you know, it's harder to fake, it's harder to do this, but it's not. It's not an extra step. It's just getting your license and agreeing to some paper.
Right. Yeah, it's nothing different. So why does that require additional screening? Am I a potential? What I think it is, I think they're trying to frame you as like you're a threat.
Yeah.
Because you're not complying to what the government says.
I could see that.
So they're making you feel, not making you feel, they're making things just more difficult for you. And that's the same thing they did with all the COVID stuff. Even Fauci admitted it. It wasn't publicly, but he was recorded saying it, that we're just going to make it as difficult as possible for people to live their lives. And this is in reference to the COVID stuff and the vaccine mandates. We're not going to mandate anyone to actually have to take it, but we're going to make it as difficult as possible to live their lives so they'll just willingly take it. Force compliance.
Mm-hmm.
This feels the exact same thing for me. It feels like it's this going down the exact same path. Well, they're not going to make it impossible or like you have to get this real ID, but we're going to make everything very difficult unless you don't. And so what's the purpose of that? So that's what I think. That's why I think the additional screening, why I had to go through it, is they're just trying to make it difficult for me. So next time I deal with this, I'll just go ahead and do it. And then I won't have to deal with this again. Well, guess what? I don't care. I'm going to deal with it every time. I'm going to deal with it. And you're just wipe my hands. I don't care. Wipe my ass if you have to. I don't care. I'll go. I'm still traveling. And if you try to stop me from traveling just because I didn't sign up for this program that you're forcing me to sign up for, I think there's going to be problems there. And I hope I'm in the right on this, because I just don't think that's constitutionally right. I just don't think it is.
I don't think it is either, but
I don't think you can restrict my travel. And who is doing it? Is it the airlines? No, I don't think so. It's the government. And so like if the airline wanted to restrict my travel for some reason, I mean, I guess that's a service they could deny, I guess, if they're a private company, but I don't even know how that would work. I don't know where you draw the line on that between private and public company or restricting your right to travel. Cause if I'm just a traveler, trying to travel within my own country, there should be nothing that would restrict that. And, for the government to restrict that throws up a red flag. Something's wrong.
Infringement.
It's infringement upon my rights, and my rights shall not be infringed upon. That's what the Second Amendment's about.
Is it?
I think so.
Maybe we'll do an episode on that.
The Second Amendment?
No, just go through the amendments.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a bad idea, because you know what else you don't learn in school? Your civil rights and amendments anymore. They don't teach that anymore. They'd rather teach you about, I don't know, Tiger King, for all I'm concerned. I guarantee you there's probably more information about Tiger King in public school than there is about our Constitution or our civil rights. But that's just me. So, yeah, so with the real ID, so why are they trying to force us onto this real ID system? Now that's my question now, and I was thinking about it a lot. I think it has to do with the digital currency thing coming about. And I think they're trying to force us onto the real ID system, so we're registered within a system, and our economy has been on the collapse. It's been our debt; it grows by trillions of dollars. I forget it took us. I just read somewhere it took us 200 years to get reach. What was it? $12 trillion in debt. Mm-hmm. 200 years. And now we do that every 3 months, or maybe it's $3 trillion a year. It took us 200 years. And now we do that every 3 months. It's $3 trillion or something crazy, ridiculous like that. Or every year it's that much. It's growing. And with our new president, we had the whole Doge thing that was supposed to, you know, government efficiency. It was supposed to save us taxpayers all this money that we're losing, our tax monies that our government is spending on arbitrary programs. Doge is supposed to wipe all that out. What did they do? They took all that money that they allegedly saved and gave it to the Pentagon, the military industrial complex, which is the biggest spender and the biggest what do you say? How do you say it? They've lost more money. They've failed so many audits. They've lost trillions of dollars, and we're giving them more. So we're all that money that we've wasted on all these programs that supposedly DOGE stopped. The Pentagon loses so much more money than all those things combined, whether they were real or not, whichever side you fall on it. The government spends more and loses more money that's unaccounted for than all of those combined tenfold. And what did we do with all that money we supposedly saved? We turned around and gave it right back to the Pentagon, even gave it more to the Pentagon than what we were giving them before. So that DOGE is just a bunch of bullshit. And it is.
I know, but it just is funny to me.
And we, like, it takes people on the left and the right. Unfortunately, that's how we are right now. And we need to start seeing ourselves as just working class citizens of this country. And that's it. There is no more left and right anymore, because that's there just to divide us. There is no left and right. It's just us. It's just working class people. The poor and the more poor. That's all there is, that we have to deal with all the crap, that all the decisions that the oligarchy decides to make. And I think their next move is moving us to a digital currency. And I think this Real ID is part of that step to get you into their new digital system and get you enrolled in it. And it's just very Orwellian, and getting us all on a social credit digital system, a digital economy. So with a digital economy, everything can be controlled. Everything is, nothing's real anymore. It's all digital numbers, and all that stuff can be manipulated. Anything computer-wise can be manipulated. There's backdoors to everything, or just ways to change programming without physical, I guess, knowledge. You can't physically see it. So all that stuff can be manipulated and tricked, just like the stock markets when that whole GameStop stuff happened. What did they do?
They turned it off because...
Yeah, they turned it off and gave all the money back to the billionaires.
People were making money.
Yes. And if you don't know that story, in the nutshell, GameStop was failing, and a lot of people with a lot of money sold the short on GameStop, meaning the more money and more the stock went down, the more money they made. But on the reverse end, if the stock went up, then they lost all the money that the stock made. So everyday citizens like you and me, and you listening to the show, went and just bought individual stocks because people had that power now. Individual people can buy individual stocks now. And they went and bought a bunch of GameStop and skyrocketed, and all these billionaires and millionaires that had all money investing in
GameStop, that's our money.
They lost all that money, and they owed billions. They lost all of their money, like all of their money that they have, because they have all their money tied up in stocks, because then they can't have to pay taxes on it. They lost it all, and the stock market froze the GameStop account, gave them all their money back, and stopped allowing people to trade on GameStop. So you're going to tell me this is a free market, a free economy, when crap like that happens and happened in real time in our lives just a couple years ago? But still, and who got in trouble for it? Nobody. Not one person. Who's manipulating stocks? We don't know. The stock market itself is. It's all just a game to take your money and shift around and move money and hide money for corporations, for billionaires. I'm just going to say billionaires, because even millionaires at this point don't even have close to the power that billionaires control that they do. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then there's the majority of all of us that can't even sniff even close to that. All right, I need to breathe a little bit. But with the digital...
I was wondering when you were going to breathe.
I just think the digital currency stuff is coming. Think like China's social credit system. In China, too, I mean, this is just what I've heard. Whether or not it's real. If it's not real, I can see it 100% being real or becoming real, because that's just how evil governments operate, controlling their citizens. If you were in China, and they always constantly have cameras and microphones always watching and always listening to you. What's that sound like? Oh yeah, here in America right now, everything's always watching and listening to us, and it's all fed right into the government because Facebook and X and every social media platform is all tied into the military-industrial complex and the government. So they're recording everything you say or do. But in China, they have a social credit system, which is basically like our credit score here. Let's just compare it to that, like your credit card score.
Yeah, sure.
And but if you were to say something bad about the government or that they don't agree with, your social credit score will drop. But in China, it drops in real time. And there's digital advertisements, billboards everywhere. They'll plaster your face up on that digital billboard for everybody in the area to see where you're sitting at, wherever you're at. And it will show your social credit score and it will show it how much points it drops. So you're being publicly shamed in real time just for talking and speaking your mind.
I'm literally going to have to buy something soon because you're scaring me.
I'm just saying that's what's actually happening in the world. And why are we allowing ourselves to slowly encroach towards that even possibility where we're all controlled by whatever? And it just feels like they're crashing our economy. I mean, over the past 8 years, I don't know. I'd say as kids, well, I remember in 2008 when our economy crashed and Obama bailed out, not us, the citizens, but the big banks, and stopped the March on Wall Street when he was campaigning in 2008 and running for office. There was this big push to to stop Wall Street, like to end the corruption on Wall Street. And the moment he got in the president, he ended all that and told all those people to go home. And then bailed out the banks when the economy failed that year. Because
don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Right, he took care of the billionaires, the banks, everything that runs this country, not the U.S. citizens. So but he's a Democrat. They're not supposed to do that. Oh, it's like almost both sides are just the same. They don't care about you and me, the everyday normal citizens. That's just their messaging. That's all they are, is just messages and to get you to vote for them, to get you to like them, to get you invested in them, to get you to emotionally attach to them. But then they all turn around and just do the same thing and bail out corporations, bail out banks, bail out billionaires. That's all that that's all that happens every year, every time it happens, every single time. They're all the same. They're the same. It's the same, the both sides of the same coin. It's just manipulation. And then once now everything has to get so ramped up and worked up, that's the only way it works. It's effective anymore. So there's no in-between anymore. It's extreme both ways. And we'll never come together. Just anyone that's extreme one way will never see eye to eye.
Are you dying?
I'm just burping. Chugging that water. Everyone will never see eye to eye on both sides. We'll never meet in the middle and actually make a stand against this real ID corruption, this vaccine mandate corruption, this stuff that they're slowly implementing on us all the time. And every year it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. They're just slowly funneling us into a system and a way of life that I don't agree with anymore. And I don't think a majority of this country would agree with as well either. And I think there has to just be a breaking point. And I don't want that breaking point to be a civil war where we're fighting and killing each other, because it's not your neighbors the problem. If anyone ever says anything that leads you to the conclusion that your neighbor is your problem, maybe that person telling you that isn't telling you the truth. So if you ever feel that way, that you come out and you're blaming your neighbor for something, you have been propagandized. You've been manipulated, because your neighbor is not your problem. It's people controlling our government. That's controlling our lives, because that's what they want to do. We're just a product. We're cattle. It's all we are. And it's a problem, and I don't think it's the way we should be living life at all whatsoever. It's not what we're meant to be on Earth for. What were you going to say?
No, I'm enjoying this.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it, and I don't like the digital ID or the digital economy. I don't. It's a horrible idea.
I think me and you were talking about buying a property together. We'll set up a little farmer's market and everything.
Well, be careful, because
we read the rules.
Right. Well, Big Daddy's going to have to come in and make sure. Well, we'll wait until a couple years later. There'll be a new rule where, there's an invasive flying speckled moth that.
Are you joking?
Huh?
Well, there is.
Right. It's an invasive speckled moth.
Spotted lantern flies.
See? And they're already here. And pretty soon, they've already set the ground. They already planted the seeds. So you already know. And that's because you're the person in the know, so the seeds are planted.
But they'll wait until 2 years. Then it's going to be, oh, no, it's a problem. Kill all your livestock. You have to. Are these, that's what the moths, they thrive and they reproduce in, is livestock fur. So you got to kill
there,
them all.
There is something that does that, yeah.
See, kill them all. And then spray all of you, any sort of, anything that is green and grows, you got to just spray it with, cover it in glyphosate, Roundup. We got this new, oh, Roundup's bad, I forgot. We got a new thing called, it's called Square Down. It's Square Down.
Roundup Square Down.
Yeah, this is called Square Down. It's really safe, and it's, and you spray it on everything, and it'll kill everything that potentially could breed a moth.
I was sitting here like, Square Down?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I thought it was a real brand for a second.
It is. It's going to be.
Maybe. But
this is a broadcast. We're tapping in from 2027. This is from the future. Square Down's here. It's safe and effective. It's very safe and effective, actually.
It's one of those things.
Actually, if you care about your neighbor,
you should spray them with Square Down.
Yeah, you should spray them with Square Down. And all
they'll
their
understand.
Yes, you're for their safety, for their protection. And then and while you're at it, might as well, burn their house down because there's probably something bad in there that's
not enough slowly, Square Down.
It's not enough Square Down. There's something in the walls that's affecting their health. Haven't you noticed they're getting older every year? Ain't that weird? Yeah, it's in there. It's asbestos in the house. Well, lingering asbestos.
Dying of oxygen poisoning.
Right, exactly. Every year they, look at our celebrities on TV. They don't get older. See, there's something wrong with you.
Speaking of celebrities, what? I do want to talk about something.
Uh-oh.
Wilbur.
Yes.
My favorite celebrity couple just broke up.
Your favorite celebrity couple? Let me guess. Is it, I don't even know who your favorite celebrity couple?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Trumpster and Elon.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, gosh. So I think that's a fake manufactured, argument as well too. Okay, so let's breaking this down at least with my logic. So Elon going into so we've already established the whole Doge thing was a farce, right?
Yeah.
So
what is the big beautiful bill?
A giant omnibus spending bill that
what does that mean, omnibus?
Meaning that we lump every single thing into one giant spending bill. So like well, we're talking about spending all this. Like, we do this every single year. We do it every single year. And it'll get pushed all the way back till, like, Christmas time. And then they'll pass the bill through because they won't let the Congress go home to see their families for Christmas. They're going to make them come in. And so they'll all just pass it so they can all go home for Christmas. And the one people that there are certain, like, five people that will resist every time. One of them is always Thomas Massie. And he says, we're not doing this. We're not saying this bill. But what? You don't want me to see my family on Christmas? What are you, evil man? And sign it. You don't want us to go see our families? Oh, that's how it works. Every single year. Go back and look. Every single year.
I know you're right.
It happens. And he calls out. He's like, here it goes. Watch. It's like May. And he'll say, well, here comes this bill again. Here it comes Christmas time. This is what's going to happen. And then, no, it's not. You're just crazy. And then it happens. And then they ignore he ever said that. But with them fighting, so he knew that. Well, so with the big, beautiful. Big, beautiful bill. I was trying to add other words, but without being too graphic. Basically,
it's a BBB.
It is a BBB, and that's it. Just shows you how dumb this stuff is. Especially the bigger, the dumber the names, the more bullshit's hidden in the bill. Like
I agree.
The Patriot Act, the CARES Act, all this dumb shit. But basically,
I don't know. You just made me think because a lot of the environmental laws, especially the ones I used to deal with,
yeah.
Had very simple names. Like the big bill or the big law I worked with was the Clean Water Act.
Yeah.
You know, because there was other stuff in there, but what does it do?
Cleans water up.
It guarantees clean water, habitat loss, that. You know, it's huge. It's huge. It's a monstrous act. Right. But like you're describing, you know, but the goal of it was to produce cleaner waters in the U.S.
Right, right.
The Migratory Bird Act.
Mm-hmm. Well, see,
it deals with migratory birds. You know, it's not
But when the bigger the government, or then the federal level, now it's like they say this stuff, but so like big beautiful bill, it's going to stimulate our economy. Yet we're still spending all the money we've been spending in Ukraine. He's going to continue that. All the money we're sending is going to continue that. It's just a giant spending bill that's going to increase our debt even more, by more trillions, even though we are supposed to be saving it. It's, and that's what Elon's argument is that it's a big spending bill that's a waste of money. Now, in my opinion, Elon already knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. This was already planned. So this feud...
So before you go on, can I say something?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I know much, much less than you know about this specific subject. And okay. Many of the subjects we cover on this, that's kind of the point of this whole thing.
Right.
Now, to me, not knowing, because I purposely didn't look into anything extra besides like the memes and stuff like that.
Right.
You're talking about, I've loved the memes that have come out of this. Just because it's all like...
Well, everyone asks. It's very memeable.
Yeah.
And I think that's the
point,
too.
They're both very odd-shaped people.
Yes, they are.
So the memes are all like, anyways.
Like they're both not real.
If he got upset, if Elon got upset over things that were happening.
Yes.
He knew about these things for months.
Correct.
If not longer.
Correct.
And he just now got upset.
Right.
Because did they affect his things?
So he's just upset because it's extremely it's going to increase the debt, and he wants to,
his quote unquote
shtick, is being efficient, saving money for the country, framing himself as the good guy in this situation.
So before you get into it, my idea was the whole reason this is happening is to set Elon up to be the president next time around.
Either to set him up to, I don't know if it's necessarily that, but I think just to set him up to be as a figure of positivity. Yeah, opposition, but someone that both sides can kind of look at.
That's what I'm saying, is that
changes public image, like our favor, public favor. So I don't know if they're setting him.
The liberals loved him, and then the Republicans loved him.
Well, the liberals loved him.
Sorry, the conservatives.
Yes, like liberal. Environmental, like, people loved him because of the electric cars, you know, and going to space, the boring project was supposed to create, you know, travel, like more efficient travel, which never happened. None of the stuff he's ever done ever actually happens if you actually break it down. The actual end goal never actually happens. Or I think it's completely fake or manipulated. Like him sitting in that car into space. Not real. 100% not real. They've never admitted that it's not real. But anyways, what were we just saying? Sorry.
I don't know.
I'm getting sidetracked.
So am I.
The memes and stuff. And wait, what were you saying on that tangent?
No, that was it. That was, all I was saying is I wanted to say what my thoughts are on it with knowing nothing.
Yeah.
Besides...
Yeah.
The very surface level. Like, I barely knew what the fight was about.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So basically, that's what it was about. Him saying the bill's bad. It's extremely inefficient. You're going to be spending a lot more money than you say you did. It's not what you said going into office, which all 100% correct. It's real. And then Trump's on the other saying, no, it is wonderful. It is beautiful. It's big. And it's a bill. And it's good. And so there's the divide. And then And then Elon fires back, well, the only reason the Epstein files aren't released is because Trump's in them. Well, you know, that's also true, too. That's true. And he's in the flight logs. We don't know if he went to the island or not. There's photos of him with young women in it. He's in there. There hasn't been much, public talk about what he's been accused of doing with these people, but I think that's for a reason. I don't think they ever want to talk about people they don't want exposed to this kind of stuff or have the public scrutiny that other people get. Because Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein both got accused of child trafficking to a gigantic scale, but zero people have ever been
convicted of the people they trafficked these children to, none of them have ever been convicted of anything. And I think that's kind of odd. And it makes me almost think, oh, and there's no photos or videos or anything or evidence of Ghislaine Maxwell actually being in physically in jail or serving actual any time. There's none of that. There's never been a photo of her in jail. So I don't even think she's ever even serving time. I think it's all just a show. I don't even at this point believe that Epstein's probably not even dead. It's just all, everything's a show anymore, and it's all being manipulated. The outcomes are being manipulated because no one's getting in trouble for any of this stuff. Yet they put it all out in the public, but nobody's actually getting in trouble for it. No one's getting convicted. Nothing's actually changing. What's actually going on? I mean, our government's involved in this, in my opinion, and it doesn't matter what side, because if the left wanted to solve anything when they were in power, and Trump's in there, 100% they would have exposed him. That would have come to light because the entire time of Biden's, even Trump's first presidency and then the entire time of Biden's presidency, it was always attacking Trump. The problem was they couldn't attack him something they're also guilty of.
Right.
And that's the problem. That's why they couldn't get him on the Trump stuff, because all the government's involved. Both sides are involved with it. They only ever accused him of things that was just arbitrary, and nothing ever stuck because it was never that real. They accused, like, the last thing they tried to accuse him was revaluing his property, like how the bank valued it, saying like his property's worth, appraised it for more than what it's actually worth. Everybody does that. That's what you're supposed to do. You're gonna
anything.
Yeah, like, if you're gonna
sell the house that I live in,
you're trying to sell.
It's appraised for probably more than it's worth.
Well, you just did what Trump did. You should be ineligible to run for president. That was the argument. That's how dumb some of these arguments are.
I am ineligible to run for president, but it's for other reasons.
Yeah, you're not old enough.
Oh, I wasn't even saying that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the main one.
I guess I was saying more the criminal watch list.
Oh, I thought it was like you're
Googling White Sturgeon when I was 15.
Oh, there's that too. Yes.
I definitely... There's something I'll run into one day in my life.
For that.
Because of that. Where it's like, you have a red flag on this account. Right.
Big Brother says you have a red flag for doing something when you were 12.
Anybody know that story? I shut down all the computers in a school because of that.
Searching white sturgeon.
Like the fish, because I wanted to buy a baby white sturgeon. Because I didn't know that it was illegal at the time to own a baby white sturgeon because they're protected. But I had some monster fish in a bunch of fish tanks, so I wanted a baby white sturgeon because it's the biggest.
But you somehow tapped into some, like,
yeah, so
foreign drug code word.
No. Child pornography.
Or child porn code word.
Yeah, it's Russian. It's a code word for child pornography.
That's insane. That is insane. And you're a 12-year-old in school. Yeah, a 12-year-old in school. Yeah.
No, because I remember...
That's what I'm looking for.
I shut down every computer in the computer lab because of it, because it's all on the same server.
That's hilarious.
I didn't get in any trouble because they had to do a full, obviously they had to do a full investigation, everything like that.
Yeah.
I was a kid and
yeah,
it was literally, they're like, why were you looking for a white sturgeon as a fish? And then my mom's like, he's got 900 gallons of fish tanks.
Yeah. If you only knew.
He was probably just looking for the fish.
Right. Connected to, well, it's the FBI. So, you know, they're always looking for ulterior motives.
It was scary.
It's never actually what they're... It's never the obvious thing. It's always got to be something else. But yeah, both sides are corrupt. Both sides are playing the dance, you know, one side versus the other, just to manipulate us so we fight with each other and argue, and we can't agree on anything. All the while, in the back rooms, they're just constantly pushing legislation that'll push us into a digital currency to where we're suppressed and living under the system in 15-minute cities. And the government is constantly vampiring off you and your family and your kids and the future generations. They're just sucking all the life out of you and doing basically microtransactions for the rest of your life. So you can never actually get by or get ahead or live a stress-free life, just a normalcy and decency with your fellow neighbors. Earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the
the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. To my seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location. Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.